thought over matter produces marvelous bodily control. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Thought over matter produces marvelous bodily control. How does thought produce control over the body? Well, according to Bleep, the movie that's out recently, talking all about what the body does and how the body responds, they point out in there that if a person has an experience, for instance, they see a beautiful house, or they see a beautiful girl, or they see something. So they see the beautiful girl, and then they have the thermistors on their head, which tell what is going on in their head. So then the person who's conducting the experiment says, close your eyes. Now visualize that beautiful girl again. And so the person visualizes the beautiful girl, and all of the things go on in his brain exactly as though he were looking at the person and being delighted with what he saw. Our mind, our brain, actually, our brain has great control over our body. And we can visualize something that's not there and have the same emotional impact on their body as though the thing were there. So when we do that, we are having all sorts of problems because we have not taken control of our thought, and we've allowed our thought to control us and manipulate our thinking. How do we take control of our thought? Well, it's really quite simple, and yet it is something that the majority of humanity does not choose to do. If I say to you, you're terrible, your instant response is, who the heck do you think you are telling me I'm terrible? Well, what makes you think you're a judge of me? And so, you know, right away it's that rebellion. Now, if we were masters, someone says, I think you're terrible, the first thing we would say is, oh, unoffended, untouched, what have I done that's so terrible? You know, tell me about it. You're alive. Well, I can't do too much about, you know. You're chasing after my girlfriend. Yeah, well, that's a problem too, isn't it? You know, and so forth. But you see, we are untouched by it. Now, if you chase after another person's girlfriend or boyfriend, and the other person is unhappy about it, do you think that you're not going to be touched? You are, if you're a master. You knew that you going after somebody else's playmate, that you were going to have to pay repercussion on that because they weren't going to necessarily like it. They're not like the daughter of the man who had a minimum income, and he said to his daughter, now, your boyfriend has a new girlfriend. You go to your boyfriend, you say, John, it's been so wonderful having you as my friend. You're a super guy. I always respect and love you. And I wish Monica well now that she has you as her flame. And go for it. You know, and you're both great people, and I love you. And then walk away, and he'll stand there dazzled. You know, he'll say, what has come over me? Maybe I have made a mistake here. You know, have I changed horses in the middle of the stream here when I shouldn't have done it? But the girl who tells him, go, be peace. She has no problems. She is untouched by it, at least she should be, you know, but she's untouched by it, and she's the master. Now, this is what we can do. Thought over matter produces marvelous bodily control. When we have our thought, and our thought says, all is in peace in the world, and for instance, just say the word peace and see what happens in your body. Say the word peace when you're all upset and you're all shook up and everything is going wrong for you. Just sit down, take a deep breath, let it all out, and say, peace, peace, peace. And when you do, you feel totally different. The condition hasn't changed, the world hasn't changed, the problem hasn't changed, but you have. And so now you're in a much better condition to handle the situation, whatever it may be, no matter how bad it may be. You have marvelous bodily control because you have taken the time to speak your word and be at peace. Not be at peace, but to be peace. So think on these things because they really are what make us in marvelous bodily control of everything in our life, of everything that we are. Thought over matter. Now we say mind over matter. Well, it's not quite the same thing. Our mind is a universal mind. We have to, but if you say brain over matter, well, that doesn't work either because you're trying to be over something. Whereas if you just say, hey, I'm at peace, you're not trying to come over something. If you just say, all is in divine order and let it be, you're not trying to come over something. You're just letting it go and letting it happen. You're not getting in there and getting your nose out of whack, you know, getting your nose out of position with what you should be doing. So thought over matter is not mind over matter. Thought over matter is not trying to make things different. Thought over matter is just putting yourself in right order so that whatever happens, you are the master. Whatever takes place in your life, you can handle it beautifully and you can be a noble person. You see, when you're a noble person, wherever you go, whatever you do, you're beautiful. Just like our friend Linda. She was a waitress in many times, and she loved being a waitress. Now, what was it that made her so happy in being a waitress? She was always in charge. She had a quick mind. She was able to take orders and remember them and remember who got what and how they got it and what things were supposed to come. She was very, very clever, very quick. And when people tried to pull stunts over her, she says, oh, that's perfectly okay. Go right ahead. You know, she knew what they were doing, and she didn't say, I know what you're doing. She just said, oh, go right ahead. And the minute she gave the person permission to do something stupid, they couldn't do it. You know? So when you're the master, you give people permission to do something that you have no right to give them permission for. But they don't know that. And they just think, oh, my gosh. But this isn't what I want to do. But you see, when you're a master, when you're thinking in charge of your thought, and you put yourself in balance, you've got everything under control. So think on these things and know that they really are very wonderful. Thought over matter produces marvelous bodily control. The matter isn't the matter, it's the thought. And the thought puts you in balance. And when you're in balance, everything functions beautifully. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, a lovely time. And just know that my thoughts are of you, knowing all is in divine order now and forevermore. I love you. I love you.
I love you.